Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to begin Meseches Me'ila. So, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph of Meseches Me'ila. Me'ila, of course, is about when one is ne'ne from Hegdish and therefore has to bring an Hashem Me'ilos, and he has to pay back, and he has to add an extra Chomish as well. We've been discussing in Yanim of Me'ila in previous Meseches. So, Kachay Kachim Sheshachtan Bedarim. Let's say you have Kachay Kachim that you shecht in the southern half of the Azara, which would passel it, because the difference between Kachay Kachim and Kachim Kalim, or one of the differences, is that Kachim Kalim could be shechted anywhere in the Azara, whereas Kachay Kachim can only be shechted in the northern half of the Azara. So Ma'ol in Behen, the halacha is that you could violate Me'ila if you get Hana'a from it. Shechatat B'darum V'kibol Dam B'tzafon, if you shechted it in the Darum and you did the Kabbalah's Hadam in the northern half of the Azara, B'tzafon V'kibol Dam B'darum, or you shechted in the northern part of the Azara and you did the Kabbalah's Hadam in the southern part of the Azara, that also makes the Karban Pasul, and in order to allow the meat of the Karbanim, of the Karbanos to be eaten by the Kohanim, and therefore not to be subject to Me'ila anymore, because once it could be eaten by Kohanim, it's not subject to Me'ila. Me'ila is only something that's designated purely for Hashem, so the halacha would have to be that the Shechita and, the situation would have to be that the Shechita and the Kabbalah are in the Tzafon of the Azara. Meaning the point is that since it's Pasul, that's why it's still subject to Me'ila. If it were Kasher, then it would be Matir the Basar the Kohanim, and that would take away the status of Mi'ila. Shechatan b'yom v'zorek b'layla. If you shechted the carbon during the daytime and you did the zrika at night, which would passel it, b'layla v'zorek b'yom, you shechted at night and you zorek the dam the next day, or shechatan chutzos manu v'chutzom koman, or you shechted the animal with kavana of eating it chutzos manu v'chutzom komo, ma'olin b'hen, so it would still be subject to Mi'ila because you were not matirit le Kohanim. Klalom Rabbi Yeshua, so Rabbi Yeshua gave a basic rule. Anytime there was a shas heta l'kohanim, it's no longer subject to Me'ila. Meaning if at any point this carbon was something that was mutter for Kohanim to eat, so then it was no longer kachay Hashem and is therefore not subject to Me'ila. But if it never had a shas heta l'kohanim, then it is subject to Me'ila because it's still purely kachay Hashem. What would be an example of a carbon that had a shas heta the Kohanim, Shalana, if you have Kachay Kachim that was kept overnight, so it was left past the time that it was allowed to be eaten, it was mutter, and then you just left it around too long. Or Vishenitma'a, it was perfectly good, but then it became Tameh. Vishayatza, or it was perfectly good, but then you brought it outside of the Azara, so it had a Shaset to the Kohanim, and then you ruined it. Ezu Hishalo Hayla Shaset to the Kohanim, and what's an example of something that never had a Shaset to the Kohanim? Shenishchata Chutzazmana, that you shechted it having in mind that it should be eaten chutzmanav chutzam kama, or it should be eaten in the wrong place, shekiblu psulin v'zarko astama, or people who were apostled either did the Kabbalah Saddam or the Zrika Saddam, so then it never became mutter for Kohanim. Moving on to Mishnah Beis. Basar kachay kachim shetzel fnei zrika sadamim. The meat of kachay kachim that went out of the Azara before you ever did the Zrika, and then after you brought the meat back inside the Azara, you then did the Zrika. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Ma'olin Bo. Rabbi Eliezer says it is subject to Me'ila because it was already pasul the second it left the Azara, and therefore the Zrika is not going to be matirit le Kohanim. So it was lo hayusala shasa kosher. Vein chayav nov mishum pigul noser tameh. And you're also not going to be chayav for the yisurim of pigul noser and tameh because it's pasul anyway. Rabbi Akiva Omer Ein Ma'olin Bo. Rabbi Akiva says that it's not going to be subject to Me'ila after you bring it back in because Zrika takes away the Me'ila status, even though the meat was already possible when it left the Azara, and it is subject to the dinim of Pigul Noser V'Tameh. So Rabbi Akiva makes his point, and he says, if a person was mafresh a carbon chatos, and then he lost the animal, so he replaced it with another animal, and then they found the first one, so now you have your original that you found, and you have the replacement, and they're both here, and you're only chayv one chatos. Lo kashem shadama poteres besara. Is it not true that just as the zrikas hadam of one chatos poters its own meat from being subject to Me'ila, kachu poteres besar chaverta, so too the zrikas dam poters the basar of the other chatos from being subject to Me'ila? Meaning that's the case. When you do zrik on one of them, it will pater both of them from Me'ila. If blood of one carbon can pater patter another animal, the basar of another animal from Ila, dinu shiftars basara, then you would think for sure it should patter its own basar. So back in our case, where the basar left the azara, was brought back into the azara, and then you did the zrika of that very same karban, it should be able to patter it from Mi'ila. So let's review what we learned today. So in Mishnah Aleph, we had said that kachim that are shechted in the southern half of the azara are subject to Mi'ila because it's possible if you shechted in the south, or you're mekabel the dam in the south of the azara, or you shechted biyom and you're zorik belayla, belayla v'zorik biyom, or you shechted with kavan of chutz zman or chutz mekomo. In all those cases, it's subject to Mi'ila because it never lost the status of Mi'ila because it never became mutter. And that's the rule. Anytime it had a shas hetel kohanim, it's not subject to Mi'ila. If there was never a shas hetel kohanim, it is subject to Mi'ila. So shas hetel kohanim means it was a perfectly valid karban and then you ruined it. But if it was never valid to begin with, so then it's still going to be subject to Mi'ila. And then in Mishnah Beis, we had a machlokes. What happens if you have basar kachay kachim that left the azara before you did the zrika, then came back in and then you did the zrika? So Rabbi Lazar holds it is subject to Mi'ila because it's pasul, so the zrika doesn't make it mutar l'kohanim, and it's not subject to pigul noser v'tamei. And Rabbi Akiva says the opposite, that it's not subject to Mi'ila, but it is chayv mishum pigul noser v'tamei. And Rabbi Akiva tried to prove his point that the zrika should take away the Mi'ila status, because he said, after all, when you have a chatos that was lost and then replaced and then found, and you do the zrika on one of the chataos, it's going to be matir the basar of even the other one from Mi'ila. It's going to exempt even the other one from Mi'ila. So for sure, Izrika of one animal should exempt its own basar from Mi'ila. Okay, but next time we'll pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel.